910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Attorneys for special counsel Jack Smith accused former President Trump's lawyers of hijacking a hearing in his classified documents case with far-fetched theories. ABC's Catherine Falders has more on what's at issue in the hearing in front of Judge Eileen Cannon.
Motions brought by former President Trump's lawyers, one to consider whether special counsel Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel is unlawful, and the judge has also been considering a request by Jack Smith to impose a limited gag order over Donald Trump's speech as it relates to law enforcement involved in the case. It's not clear when Cannon intends to rule on this.
The judge who oversaw Trump's criminal trial in New York modified the gag order, allowing him to now publicly discuss jurors or witnesses. The CDC is advising doctors to look out for dengue. There's been a record number of the mosquito-borne virus cases in the Americas this year, including more than 700 so far in the U.S. related to travel. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde will debate on Friday night, October 8th. The debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Baldwin is a Democrat seeking a third term. Hovde is a Republican who ran for Senate 12 years ago. The Republican National Convention is one of many big events coming to Wisconsin in the months to come. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club downtown Milwaukee really needs a Marriott hotel.
Marriott is the second largest brand in the world. They have the largest reservation system and the largest national sales force. So we miss out on some of those groups that may choose to go through a national sales office.
The RNC is July 15th through the 18th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Residents in Duluth's Hillside neighborhood may hear some regular sirens and explosions over the next couple of weeks. According to city officials, crews will be controlled blasting near 6th Avenue East between 1st and 2nd Street in preparation for the 6th Avenue extension project. The blasts will be done at noon and 4 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday, and to warn residents ahead of time, a siren will sound 5 minutes before the blast, 1 minute before the blast, and another time after its completion. Duluth residents got a chance to take advantage of Spirit Mountain on a discount over the weekend. Spirit Mountain held their Spirit Loves Duluth Days event over the weekend, which gives residents the chance to get admission to different rides at the Adventure Park for just $5 per ride. The regular event is a way for Spirit Mountain officials to show their appreciation for the Duluth community and encourage them to get outside and get active. Spirit Mountain also holds a similar event during the winter months. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers beat the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the sixth by Rhys Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays' night, the Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey. The Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants winning run.
And this game is over.
Appropriate. Yeah. Thank you, Willie.
Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the low 80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the low 70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I hope your feet are stumping every time I lay down some facts and truth. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to give us a call or a text, 855-75-CIVIC-855-752-4842. Get your booty in the conversation. My thanks to Annalise Eicher, Director of Communications at Planned Parenthood. Little scheduling snafu. Don't worry, we're going to have Ms. Eicher on the show this week. We will sort that out. Been talking about healthcare this week. Healthcare under Joe Biden for Biden's top 100 greatest policy hits or proposals for his second term. Today, listed off a myriad things, a whole laundry list, if you will, of things that Joe Biden has done to protect women's full rights as citizens on equal footing with men in this country. I want to summarize this in case you weren't listening before. Do you believe that the government should be able to track your movements using your cell phone? Do you believe that the government should be able to look into your personal medical files, you know, to potentially prosecute you for obtaining medical care where it is legal? Do you believe that you should be forced to endure a medical condition that might kill you, or a medical procedure that might kill you, or the failure to have that procedure that might kill you? That the government, based on someone's religious beliefs that you don't share, should be able to, you know, control your body in that way? Do you believe that if you show up at an emergency room and there's a procedure that will save your life, and if you don't have it, you'll die, that you should be able to reasonably expect that doctors in the emergency room will provide that care? Do you believe that the religious beliefs of some should not result in the physical oppression, the physical use, the physical commandeering of the bodies of other people? Do you believe that babies shouldn't have to live a day in pain or misery to die because of someone else's sincerely held religious belief? Do you believe that you should be able to access critical prescription medications at a reasonable to low to zero cost? Yeah. Guess what? You're pro-choice. Let's move on, shall we? Turning the page here, folks. I mean, Not only are Donald Trump's statements about abortion completely and totally nuts, as in women should be punished, but I haven't thought about what that should be. No idea.
Not even, like,
the conversation
has shown that he has
no
clue what is happening. And if you think he's going to do anything, he also has said, I don't have to do anything now because we've already fixed it.
That's that guy. He also says really, really, really stupid things about everything. Okay? It's not just the sharks and Hannibal Lecter and electrocution and all that nonsense. That, too, is stupid. But he says stupid stuff about really, really, first of all, technical and critically important things. So let me ask you this question, everybody. Do you want to pay more, like lots more, for everything that you need? Gas, groceries, clothes, school supplies, housing, everything. Do you want to pay more than you are right now? I think I'm hearing a resounding no being screamed at every radio or smart speaker device where you can always find Civic Media by asking your Alexa or what have you to play WAUK or your local Civic Media affiliate. So Trump had a meeting last week with a bunch of GOP leaders that are in the House and the Senate, and many of them had just absolutely effusive praise for the president. It was the best meeting ever. In fact, they sound a lot like Trump talking about their meeting with Trump. Let's just take a listen to a couple of those bananas fawning reportage about their meeting with Trump.
Here's some Speaker Mike Johnson.
It was our great pleasure to host the president this morning, the 45th president, who will soon to be reelected as the 47th president.
Totally believes that.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump brought an extraordinary amount of energy and excitement and enthusiasm this morning. That is what we're seeing in the party throughout the country.
The energy is Adderall.
People recognize right now in this country that this will be the most consequential election, certainly of our lifetimes and probably maybe in the last century or more in America. Everything is at stake.
He's even got the sniff down.
We talked about how to grow this House majority and how he will help in doing so, and then how we'll help him as well.
By the way, this was the meeting. You probably saw photos of this. They got him Donald Trump a great big birthday cake because the meeting was on his birthday, and they sang him happy birthday. I mean, it's a whole thing. So that's Mike Johnson. Best meeting ever. He's so energetic. This is going to be amazing. Everybody knows it's really important election. We got another fawning reportage.
Yeah, we got a little Mitch McConnell.
Ooh. He got a lot of standing ovations. It was an entirely positive meeting.
Standing ovations.
Okay, so the question is begged. What brilliant policy proposals might Donald Trump have made at this birthday meeting that got a standing ovation and had such wonderful energy behind it? Well, I'll tell you. He raised the idea of abolishing all income tax and simply increasing tariffs for all imported goods into the country, some, I don't know, 40 plus 60, a ton. Okay? This is according to Representative Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, who wrote this on X. Most intriguing policy idea from GOP meeting at the Capitol Hill Club this morning. Trump briefly floated the concept of eliminating the income tax and replacing it with tariffs. I'm going to talk about this. If I don't get anywhere else today, I just wanted to. This is insane. If a person who wanted to be a page on Capitol Hill during their interview said this, they wouldn't get the job. If a congressional intern or someone interning for the Federal Reserve, not yet graduated from college, said this, they would be fired. It's that bananas, okay?
You have a better chance of getting universal basic income happening
than this, okay? God help us if it's not. The individual income tax raises $2 trillion annually. Okay? On a base of personal income of around $15 trillion. This, according to Erica York, senior economist and research director at the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. Customs duties currently raise about $80 billion annually on imports of $3.4 trillion. Okay? So $80 billion to $2 trillion. She just said this. Good luck milking $2 trillion of tax revenue out of $3 trillion of imports. That's what you got to do. It doesn't work. It's so stupid.
If you understand the basic concept, just the basic idea of what he's trying to do, there is no way you can't understand how the Affordable Care Act or having universal health care can work. Because if you understand that, you'll understand this.
It's just risk pooling for the Affordable Care Act actually works. You cannot eliminate the income tax and increase tariffs. You would have to increase tariffs by more than 100%. Okay?
That's insane.
Brian Riedel, a conservative budget expert, basically wrote on X that this is stupid. He's the one that said this. If a 20-year-old interviewing for a house internship suggested replacing the income tax with a massive tariff, they'd be laughed out of the interview. This would result in an increase in taxes by $8,300 for the middle 20% of households. Because the tax, it doesn't matter if it's an income tax or a tariff. If you end up paying the load, that's dollars are fungible, right? They're the, doesn't matter which sort of tax, if it's a tariff on import. Your taxes, your families would go up by $8,300. That, according to the Center for American Progress. Oh, by the way, what the very, very wealthiest would pay goes way down. So what we're talking about is what your after, quote, tax income would be. What are you left over after paying for all this stuff? Even a more modest version of this, a 10% tax on all imports, a 10% tariff. A tariff is a tax. I should have said that at the outset. And a 60% tax or tariff on all imports of from China would result in a $2,500 increase to your tax bill for the typical family. What are you talking about? You would pay more for gas. You'd pay more for oil, for toys, for food, for clothes, for school supplies, for anything. And here's the rub. While producers would initially pay the bulk of the increased tax on imports, what do business owners do when their supply costs go up? Brian?
Pass it on to you, the consumer.
Ding, 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 ding. Brian and you, the listener, get an A in microeconomics today on the Maggie Dawn Show. Yeah, you end up spending more on everything. You won't believe what a spokesperson for the RNC said about tariffs. You will not believe it. I will tell you when we come back after these very brief messages. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking about how Donald Trump proposes to screw the middle class and working people across the country.
I know more about drones than anybody.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to give us a call? You want to join in? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump last Thursday floated the idea of getting rid of the income tax and replacing it with an increase on tariffs. To do that, tariffs would need to be increased. What's a tariff? A tariff is a tax on an import. It makes imports more expensive. To replace the $2 trillion that we raise every year in income tax, you'd have to somehow figure out how to get that from $3 trillion in imports. So you're talking about nearly 100% tax on imports. When the cost of imports go up, it makes producing goods in the United States more expensive. When producing goods in the United States becomes more expensive, producers, businesses pay that increased cost on to consumers eventually. So Trump's proposal would result in massive tax cuts for the ultra rich because they wouldn't be paying any personal income tax anymore, the little that they do pay. And also, there's only so many like outfits, cars, and houses that you need to buy. The ultra rich, they just have money sitting around that they invest and that generates more money. That's why we should be taxing wealth like we tax work, which we don't. So that's why ultra rich will make out like bandits under Trump's proposal. You, me, and everybody else that works for a living, we get screwed. Our tax burden, even though income taxes would go away, that would be replaced because we'd be the taxes on the imports. That would result in an $8,000 increase in our total tax liabilities. Even a modest increase in the tax on imports of 10% and a 60% tax on imports would result in a $2,500 tax increase for the typical family. You'd pay $260 more for your electronics, $160 more for clothing, $120 more for pharmaceutical drug purchases. You'd pay more for gas and oil, toys and food, school supplies, blah, 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 blah. Because as every single economist knows, as Brian knows, as all of you know, when companies that make stuff, when it costs them more to make the stuff, they just pass that cost along to you. And during this period, they have a thing called greedflation that even when the cost to produce stuff go back down, they just keep the prices up because they want to gouge you for all the money they can possibly grab.
I feel like this is the exact argument that is used against the minimum wage being raised. Because, oh, if we raise the minimum wage, they'll never be able to make the money and it'll cost you more for your cheeseburgers. They want to take your hamburgers away.
That's on the labor side, not actual product inputs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's about paying human beings.
Commodities, nonetheless.
Yep. Here's what the RNC spokesperson said. The notion that tariffs, which are taxes, the notion that tariffs are a tax on U.S. consumers is a lie pushed by outsourcers and the Chinese Communist Party. That is the biggest load of crap that I have heard in a very long time. I am an economist. That's just false. That is a knowing lie. Woman who said that, her name is Anna Kelly. Anna Kelly, you're a liar. You're a stinking dirty liar. The entire value of all goods that we import each year is $3 trillion. Not the tariffs on them, not the tax on the imports, the total value of all imported goods, $3 trillion. So how are you going to make up $2 trillion in taxes on $3 trillion of tariffs?
That's like two-thirds of that amount.
Yes.
That's a lot.
In order to make up the lost income tax revenue, which would by far be a windfall to the wealthiest of the wealthiest of the wealthiest, because we don't tax wealth like we tax work, Trump would have to impose 100% tax on the value of everything that we import. In other words, the cost of everything that we import would more than double. Who do you think ends up holding the bag on that, Anna Kelly? Companies, businesses, or do you think they're going to screw the little guy? I mean, come on.
Also, doesn't that put a damper on the movement, just the general movement of goods and services in general? Because that's how people make money.
Brian gets A++ in his economics class this afternoon. Because what happens when the price of goods goes way up? People demand less of the goods. So guess what would happen? U.S. demand for imported goods would go down. Now, we've eliminated the income tax. We still may need to find the $2 trillion. So as demand for imported goods or products that use imported goods to create the final product, as that goes down, what do you have? Massive exploding deficits. And even higher taxes on the remaining imports, because you got to make up the difference, and now we don't have any income tax. And so what do you have? You have a downward careening economic spiral, which would devastate the entire U.S. economy, impoverish middle class and working class and poor folks in this country, while providing the most grotesque wealth windfall to the most richest people on the planet.
Yeah, but all the people with cash would be just fine. They could just buy up all the properties from it. Oh,
and don't take my word for it. We actually tried this once before. Remember the Great Depression? We did this thing called the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. Dramatically increased the tariffs, which is just a fancy word for taxes on imports. That made the Great Depression so much worse. What Trump is proposing is like Smoot-Hawley on steroids.
Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work.
Yes. And the United States sunk further into the
Great Depression. It's a line from Ferris Bueller. It's a freaking comedy bit from just a awesome film from the early 90s. So it should come as no surprise, everybody, that the vast majority of Fortune 50 and Fortune 100 CEOs think Trump is a menace not just to my rights as a woman to be treated equally under the law, to men, to the rights of LGBTQIA people, to have the government stay out of their bedrooms and bodies, but a menace to our very economic system. We'll talk more about that when we come back, because this one's got me real mad. But, you know, let's, how'd it go, Lindsey Graham? Oh, it was fabulous. It was the best meeting ever. How'd it go, Mike Johnson? Oh, he was the most energetic. We got all kinds of ideas for his next term. Like screwing you and me.
At least it's an actual idea.
Yeah, the stuff he does know, it's terrible. Anyways, I'm Maggie Dawn. Please come back. We're going to take a couple of quick messages, you'll hear your farm update, and I'll be back along with Brian Kelly here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They want to take away your hamburgers.
Anyone? Anyone?
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Summer is fair season, so it's time to show cattle. And with the H5N1 virus infecting lactating dairy cattle, it's important to get those cattle tested before the fair begins. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, talks about what biosecurity measures exhibitors can take at their fairs.
We recommend, and we have recommended this for a long time, that different species of animals be kept separate as possible at the fair. We know some of the barn situations are such that multiple species can be kept within the same barn. But to look at airflow and trying to separate different species, for instance, this particular H5N1 virus we know can spread potentially from cattle to poultry or from poultry to cattle. So we want to try to keep those two groups separate.
That was Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, along with us. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations: Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Tuesday closing markets. Cash corn closed at 425.5. That was down 8 cents. And new crop corn closed at 43, down 8.75. Cash beans closed at 11.63¼. That was down 12 cents. And new crop beans closed at 11.11½. And that was down 19 cents. Cash wheat closed at 541¾. That was down 10¾ cents. And new crop wheat closed at 560½. And that was down 10½ cents. On the dairy side of things now, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1950 a hundredweight. That's down 37 cents. And August milk is trading at 2009 a hundredweight, down 75 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 191. That was down a half. 40-pound block cheese closed at 187¼. That was down 1¾. And the double A butter closed down 3¼ cents and closed at 303¼. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the low 80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the low 70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I was talking about, we have been discussing one of the most incredibly dangerous, stupid things that Donald Trump said last week. He actually made a policy proposal in a closed-door meeting with GOP senators and congressmen. It is so stupid that conservative economists nearly universally said, yeah, that's really stupid, and it wouldn't work. Here's what he proposed. This is according to GOP Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky. Most intriguing policy idea from the GOP meeting at the Capitol Hill Club this morning. This is last Thursday, June 13th. Quote, Trump briefly floated the concept of eliminating the income tax and replacing it with tariffs. Tariffs are a tax. They're a tax on imports. Okay, that's the first thing I want you to think of. Anybody out there, if you're having a discussion, if you yourself are a conservative, but if you're an independent, don't care about politics, or a Democrat, you're, who should I vote for? Vote for the guy that doesn't want to drive the country into the second Great Depression. Vote for the guy that doesn't say or propose economic policy ideas that are so stupid that an applicant who's 20 years old for a congressional internship would get laughed out of their interview. That, according to a conservative budget expert, Brian Riedel. Remember what, just remember, hey, go say to your friend, go look up what Trump said about tariffs, about eliminating the income tax and replacing it with tariffs. Go look that up. Oh, that's great. I don't want to pay income tax. Tariffs are a tax. You'll pay tax either way. The question is, do you pay more or less than you currently do? Center for American Progress estimates that Trump's proposal would raise taxes by $8,300 for the average American household. It gets worse than that. It would make everything that everyone buys more expensive. It would make the wealthy more wealthy. And because the cost of almost everything that we buy would go up, demand would go down, requiring even higher tariffs, which create a cycle. It's a snake eating its own body. It just spins us completely out of control, spinning us into a Great Depression, the second one our country has seen. By the way, we know this because in the first Great Depression, they tried this. It was called Smoot-Hawley. And it made the Depression what? What?
Anyone?
It plunged the United States further into the Great Depression.
Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work.
Yeah. Donald Trump tweeted or on his whatever truth social nonsense. On June 19th, he then said this. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act was passed after the Great Depression had already started. No blank, Sherlock. If you want to study tariffs and how powerful they are, study the administration of President William McKinley. America had so much money, they didn't know what to do.
The most corrupt person that has ever touched the Oval Office until he did.
Correct.
Universally despised by pretty much anyone, even in his own party, who is like, no.
So, again, out there, talking point. Yeah, did you hear what Donald, this stupid of stupid idea, even according to conservatives, for the elimination of income tax and just raising tariffs? First of all, tariffs are a tax. You'd still pay that tax, everybody in the middle class. It makes stuff that we buy more expensive. We have to buy more stuff. Stuff takes up a larger proportion of our income than it does for super wealthy people because they don't, as a proportion of their total amount of income or wealth, they don't have to buy as much stuff. It would make the super rich richer. It would make all of us pay more, thousands of dollars more in tax every year. By the way, the math doesn't work. We wouldn't be able to raise enough revenue to match the current amount of revenue that we generate from the income tax. It would plunge us into a Great Depression. It would end up creating exploding deficits, which would then provide conservatives with the basis to gut Social Security and Medicare. And if you didn't want to believe me,
so
Let me just say this.
Please.
Here's what a CEO who requested to remain anonymous said after attending the business roundtable last month, where Donald Trump spoke to a room that was basically silent for the entirety of his remarks. No applause, no murmurs of assent. Reports are that this is basically the CEOs of the largest companies in the country. He did his old shtick, okay? The room was silent, pin drop. If the country's top CEOs think this guy's full of it, who do you think is probably correct? Here was the CEO who wanted to remain anonymous, who is in that business roundtable. This is what he said, and it's about as clear as a bell. Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. Trump doesn't know what he's talking about.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. You want
to? No. I'm going back to McKinley and mostly the, you know, the crazy folks who go, oh, everything's socialism and all these evil socialists and all this everything. Socialism's horrible and everything. Hey, what was the result of McKinley and his corrupt administration? Was it, 4 terms of democratic socialism and direct result, FDR. The New Deal. Yep. So is that what you guys want to do? That's kind of the stuff I'm into, but I mean, if you want to go the McKinley route, go for it. I can't believe that he would bring up McKinley.
Because no one's proofing his tweets.
William Henry Harrison, the paragon of health.
And this, okay, all comes as prequel to an op-ed that came out on Sunday in the New York Times, titled, I Know What America's Leading CEOs Really Think of Donald Trump, written by Dr. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who is the president of the Yale Chief Executive Leadership Institute. He works with roughly 1,000 chief executive officers every year. He runs a school for them. He started it 35 years ago, and he speaks with business leaders every day. Their surveys show that 60 to 70% of this CEO group are registered Republicans. No shock there, right? I mean, obvi. And what Dr. Sonnenfeld writes in this New York Times opinion piece is that with the exception of 1 or 2 named CEOs who have come out and are publicly talking about Donald Trump, and while they may not like Joe Biden or all of his policies, the vast majority of America's CEOs, again, they don't love Joe Biden, but they can tolerate him, and they are completely afraid of what Donald Trump might do with his trite ideas to the economy and to our democracy. Consider this fact. Not a single Fortune 100 chief executive has donated to Donald Trump so far this year, which indicates a major break from the overwhelming business and executive support for Republican presidentials in past campaigns. Not one. Ask your MAGA cult friends, hey, name me a single Fortune 100 CEO that's donated to the Trump campaign. They'll go, all of them. Well, the fact is that the number is zero. Not one, not a single one, not a single penny. Why do you think he's trying to shake down big oil? Give me $1 billion. I'll roll back all the environmental regulations so that you can kill the planet. Sound good? Super. Here are other reasons that CEOs are ticked. It's not just the stupid ideas. It's not just the man has no idea what he's talking about. Remember what he did during his term in office? He often would sort of like pit large businesses against each other. Oh, well, I like this company, but not this one. I'll help this one, but not this one. I'll help this state with this business, but not this other one. That's not a role for the president. It's not capitalism. Remember when Trump called anti-racism protesters basically the moral equivalent of white supremacists? Well, very good people on both sides. And, like, nearly all of his business roundtable, all those CEOs resigned from it. Yeah, they don't like that either. Dozens of the Fortune 100 CEOs called for his impeachment following January 6th. They know that there won't be the reasonable voices of his first term, that you will have know-nothing, junior varsity, second-tier MAGA loyalists who are simply out for self-promotion and self-enrichment. That's who's going to be in the Trump administration if he gets elected to his second term. Not your tier one folks. It is strictly junior varsity. Think Rudy Giuliani everywhere. Okay? Trump knows nothing about monetary or fiscal policy. He's proposed stripping the Federal Reserve of its independence. CEOs, business leaders don't want that.
That's like the...
That's stupid.
I'd like to call Alexander Hamilton, please.
Yeah. And guess who else wants to strip the Fed of its independence? The Heritage Foundation, Project 2025. More on that later this week.
Moron.
Indeed, moron. He wants to put in place yield curve control to force interest rates lower. Let me just, no, that's not how this works. Wants to devalue the dollar. That's going to make inflation go even higher. I mean, this is crazy. What Donald Trump is proposing, including the tariff nonsense, is actually closer to Karl Marx than free market capitalism. It's closer to socialism than it is capitalism. I'm here to tell you that. That's the reality. That's why not a single, not one Fortune 100 CEO has donated a single dollar to Donald Trump's reelection campaign. So don't believe the hype. They keep to, oh, he's so pro-business. No, he's not. Not $1 from one single Fortune 100 CEO to the Trump campaign to date. Not a single buck.
I'm trying to think of what this chaos would help or who that would help or on the
Donald Trump. It helps Donald Trump.
But on the global stage, the other side of the world would really benefit from us being a bunch
of idiots. Completely destabilized. It helps Vladimir Putin. It helps Viktor Orban. It helps the authoritarians and the most repressive governments in the world. Because guess who makes out like a bandit when the world economy, when the world political order is plunged into chaos? The people that control the means of production and all of the wealth because they can control government. That's the linchpin. You think Donald Trump would give up his access to control the means of production, to partner with authoritarians to continue to enrich himself? I don't think so. That's what we're talking about, and the Heritage Foundation happily going along with it. By the way, lots of pluses to Biden's economic policies. Again, this is according to Dr. Sonnenfeld, the president of the Yale Chief Executive Leadership Institute. Let me list a few of them. Investments in infrastructure throughout his first term, plus to rebuild highways and bridges. That pumps an economy up, pumps GDP up. That helps also reduce supply chain disruption, which helps all consumers and businesses. Again, people, if you're like, well, stuff's still expensive. Two reasons. Greedflation, businesses jack their prices up because the supply chain got disrupted. It ain't there anymore, but they haven't brought prices down. And the second thing is, can you imagine how bad it would be if Donald Trump had won in 2020? Sometimes this is about reduction of harm and pain, which is harder for everybody to feel because it still hurts out there. Also, third reason, Republican policies dating back to Nixon, which has created the enormous wealth inequality, which is simply accelerating. That's it in a nutshell. Also, Biden's support for domestic chip manufacturing, electric vehicle production has led to record corporate profits. And oh, this, the United States is now the world's largest oil and natural gas producer. Ha, fact. We'll be back. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
People are very, very impressed with what I've done to business people.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Some facts. Who knew? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get in on this for the last segment of the day, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phones. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the air.
Thank you, Maggie. I just have one very simple observation. We got people screaming, oh, the economy's terrible, the economy's terrible. Well, as you pointed out, it really isn't, and that's just simply a flat-out lie. And the problem is we got people that believe it. Those that do, I have one question for you. Please, name me one single, because this is what our government will become if Trump wins, one single authoritarian regime that has financial success anywhere in the world. It sure isn't Red China. They're dependent on essentially slave labor for millions. It definitely isn't Russia. They have no middle class. I've been to Russia. I know that. And let's not even go into North Korea. So the bottom line is this: if he wins, those people that are griping about the economy, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Bag it and tag it, Jack. That's exactly right. This is my point about, like, where does all this lead, right? Who ends up winning? Well, you look at those authoritarian regimes. There's an oligarchy, right? What do we see sort of coming to fruition in the United States, this exploding wealth inequality? It's basically an oligarchical class of the people that get to tell presidents what to do because they've got so much money. You know, like Big Oil, who Donald Trump asked for $1 billion in return for which he'd wipe all sorts of environmental regulations off the books. It only works for the wealthiest of the wealthy. It concentrates political, economic, and social power in the hands of very, very few that is subject to the authoritarian whims of whomever happens to have their finger on the button. It's not capitalism. It's not capitalism. But, you know, it wouldn't be a way to kick off my week on the show without talking about my favorite judge and yours, Aileen Cannon. So Aileen Cannon, she's the judge overseeing the super secret spy documents case where Donald Trump stole our national security secrets and stored them in a bathroom. And maybe he showed them definitely showed them to some journalists and who knows who else. And we still haven't accounted for all of our super secret spy documents. And why was he criminally charged? Why was there a raid on Mar-a-Lago? Because for a year and a half, the government asked really nicely, can you please give them back to us? They're not yours. You can't keep super secret spy documents. And he refused. Then they sent him a subpoena and then another one. And then they asked his lawyer, can you please have him give back the documents? And he didn't. And then he had them moved around. And then they're like, well, we've got a warrant. We got to go look for him. So they went over there and looked for him. And what did they find? After he told them that he had turned over all the super secret spy documents, what did they find when they went onto his property? super secret spy documents that are the property of the United States of America. That's the case in Florida. So what has Aileen Cannon been up to for the past 3 days? Holding what can only amount to the most useless series of completely meritless, no value, stupid arguments, hearings on stupid arguments brought by Donald Trump's lawyers. His lawyers have the right to make stupid arguments to try to slow the case down. That's, everybody gets the right to a defense. But what you hope is judges don't waste the public's time in dispensing of such stupid motions. No, no, no. She's been slowing down the case. Now there's no trial date. And she spent the last 3 days doing just that. What have the stupid motions been on? Whether or not there should be a gag order on Donald Trump. Yeah, there should be, obviously. He threatens people all the time. Whether the special prosecutor's office, the funding structure, is legal. It is. The Supreme Court just decided a case on a much more challenging federal agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and said, yep, that funding's legal. There's no freaking way funding of the special prosecutor's office isn't legal. It's stupid. And then this, whether or not Jack Smith was legally appointed as special counsel. By the way, Hunter Biden tried that. Other conservatives have tried that argument. They all fail. Well, but long hearing on that too. Stupid. By the way, there was a Supreme Court case on this, U.S. v. Nixon. Today, she's having another stupid hearing. Today's stupid hearing is about whether or not the government should be able to use the notes taken by Trump's then-lawyer, Evan Corcoran, that describe in detail Donald Trump's attempts to obstruct the investigation and the ongoing prosecution of him related to his criminal refusal to turn over the super secret spy documents. Right? It's his lawyer saying Donald Trump is basically trying to obstruct the investigation. This is where, if you remember the indictment, Corcoran says Donald Trump gestured in a plucking motion as if he was taking documents out of a box. And where Trump mused to his lawyer, well, what if there just were no documents? Wouldn't that be better? You know, these facts that are totally
It'd
clear.
It'd be better if you gave them back earlier. But anyway.
Hey. That's the stupid hearing today. Why is it so stupid? It was in furtherance of a freaking crime. You don't get attorney-client privilege if you're trying to perpetuate a crime. Oh, and this. A D.C. federal judge already ruled on that months and months and months and months and months and months and months ago. And found that indeed, it was in furtherance of a crime, and so the attorney-client privilege didn't apply. She's a real gem, isn't she? And I didn't even go into her complaints about a lawyer's tone yesterday in court. I wonder if she'd like my tone. Probably not.
I think your tone is fantastic.
Well, thank you, Brian. And I thank each and every one of you for listening. Stay cool out there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on